今天我想要跟弟兄姐妹交通的题目就是巴兰的错谬。
Today the topic that I want to share with everyone is the error of Balaam.
根据犹大书第十一节，那你告诉我们有三种人是有祸了。
According to Jude chapter 11, there are three kinds of people that God hates. Woe to them.
第一个就是该隐的道路。
The first type of person goes with the way of Cain.
这是我们上次交通的。
That's what I have shared last time.
那今天我要交通的是第二种人呢，就是走了巴兰的错谬。
Today I want to share the second type of people that God hates. It's those are the people that goes after the way of Balaam.
根据圣经告诉我们，巴兰他是一个术士。
According to the scripture.Balaam was a sorcerer, he was a wizard.
换句话说，对，他就是一个占卜的，他是一个行法术的人。
He is a diviner, he practiced divination and future telling.
他不是一个以色列人，他是一个米甸人。
He was not an Israelite, he was a Midian.
我们知道摩西的岳父就是米甸人。
We know that Moses' uncle was a Midian. Father-in-law, sorry.
巴兰他借着寻求能力他想要得着名声跟地位。
Balaam tries to gain reputation and power through his power of divination.
借着这些能力呢，他要得到财富，得到权力。
Through his divination to people, he tries to gain power and wealth and great position.
如果你读民数记的22-25，就是介绍巴兰这件事情。
In Numbers chapter 22-25, it describes about Balaam, an event about Balaam.
当时以色列人在旷野已经行走了40年了。
At that time, the Israelites have been wandering in the wilderness for almost 40 years.
现在呢，他们正准备要进迦南应许之地。
Now they're ready to enter the promised land.
这时候他们经过了摩押地的附近。
At this time, they approach the land of Moab.
这时候就引起摩押王他的注意了。
The king of Moab was disturbed.
因为呢，以色列人刚刚好打了两次胜仗。
Because recently the Israelites defeated two kings.
一个是亚摩利王西宏，一个是巴山王噩。
One of the king is the king of Amorites.Sihon, and the other one is the king of
Sheba. 那神不允许以色列人去干扰摩押。
God told the Israelites not to attack or harass the people of Moab.
但是摩押王呢，因为害怕，所以他就从远方请了巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
But the king of Moab was afraid, so that he invited Balaam the sorcerer to put a curse on the Israelites.
所以在22:1-6就讲到这个背景。
So, in Numbers chapter 22, from verse 1 to verse 6, it provides a background for what I'm going to talk about today.
特别在22:6那边有一句话。
In chapter 22, Numbers chapter 22, verse 6.
他说，这是这个摩押王对巴兰说的话，他说，这民，就讲以色列啊，这民比我还强盛。现在求你来为我咒诅他们，或者我能得胜，攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就祝福得福，你咒诅谁，谁就咒诅。
So in Numbers chapter 22 verse 6, it says, A people has come out of Egypt. They covered the face of the land and has settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country.For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed.
所以你看见巴兰是一个很有能力的人。
So Balaam was a very powerful sorcerer.
他祝福谁，谁就蒙祝福。
Those he blesses will be blessed.
他咒诅谁，谁就蒙咒诅。
And those he curses will be cursed.
所以他是一个很有能力的人。
So he was a very powerful sorcerer.
所以摩押王呢，就从远方把他请过来准备来咒诅以色列人。
So the king of Moab invited him.And to put a curse on the Israelites.
结果我们就知道了，他就摩押王就请了派了很多的人呢，带了好多的钱财，就去找巴兰来。
So the king of Moab sent many people and prepared lots of money to bribe Balaam to put a curse on the Israelites.
你知道巴兰看起来是一个很虔诚、很宗教的人。
Balaam appears to be very religious and very devoted.
他说：“你们先在我这边住一下，住一个晚上，我去问问看耶和华。如果他让我去，我就去；他如果不让我去，我就不去。”
So he told the messenger of the king of Moab. He told them to stay for a night, and he is going to ask the Lord Jehovah. For his will of whether he's going to be sent to see King Moab.
那我们知道神说你不可以同去，因为他们是来咒诅这个民的，这个民不能被咒诅的。So
the Lord told Balaam not to see King Moab because the Israelites cannot be cursed. They're the people of God.
所以他就对这些人讲，他说耶和华神不让我去。So
he told the messenger of the king of Moab. That the Lord does not allow him to go.
事实上他很想去了。But
in fact, he really wants to go because he loves the life.
所以呢，摩押王又派了更多的人、更尊贵的人、更多的钱财，去找他。So
the king of Moab even sent more money, more people, and brought more money to bribe Balaam.
那他呢，讲话很好听的。Balaam
said something really nice.
他说：“就算你把整个屋子的金子给我，我都不会要的，我不会越过神的命令的。” Balaam
told the messenger that even if the king gives him an entire palace of gold and silver, he would not disobey the Lord.
但是他又说：“你们今天晚上再住一个晚上，我去问问看神，他怎么说。”
But on the other hand, he tells the messengers to stay at his place for a night, and he's going to seek the Lord's counsel.
事实上。 他想看看神会不会改变主意。In
fact, he wants to see if the Lord will change his will.
那有的时候我们祷告，我们已经知道主不会让我们去的，但是我还想继续祷告，祷告到一个地步呢，看看神改不改变主意。Sometimes
we know that God does not allow us to do something, so we still want to pray and see if God will change his will.
那当然，神也知道他在想什么。And
God knows what he's thinking in his heart.
所以神就说，如果他们来招你，那你就去。So
the Lord told Balaam. If the messenger invites him again to go see the king, then he is allowed to go.
但你要照我所说的话来说。But
you can only tell them what I tell you.
就到了早上呢，巴兰就骑着驴就跟他们去了。In
the morning, Balaam actually set off with a donkey and went with the messenger.
那神就发怒了。The
Lord was enraged.
那为什么神发怒呢？
Why was the Lord angry?
因为神说，如果他们招你去，你就去。Because
the Lord told Balaam that. He can only go see the king if they invite him.
他早上起来连问都没问就走了。
But Balaam was uninvited, and he didn't even talk to those messengers, but he just set off with them.
就我们就知道，当他骑着驴走的时候，耶和华的使者就向他们显现。But
while Balaam was on his way to see the king on the donkey, the Lord's messenger appeared to Balaam.
结果驴看到了这个使者，巴兰看不到。
The donkey was able to see the angel of the Lord, but Balaam could not see it.
所以当他们走在一个很窄的路上的时候呢，耶和华的使者拿了一把刀在那边。So
when they were traveling on a very narrow road, the path was blocked by a messenger of the Lord with a sword in his hand.
所以驴只能要躲闪啊，就把他的腿、身体呢就磨在那个墙上，所以巴兰就受伤了。So
the donkey was frightened, so he tried to run away and as a result, it hit a wall, and Balaam was hurt because of that.
所以巴兰就打驴子，然后就骂他。
But Balaam was angry, and he started striking beating the donkey.
居然驴子开口了。And
the donkey started talking.
他说：“我曾经有这样对过你吗？为什么我曾经有这样，你为什么要打我呢？”
So the donkey says, "What have I done? Have I ever done this to you that you're beating me right now?"
他说：“你没有，但是我实在还是要打你，是这样。”Balaam
says, "You have never done this to me, but I still want to strike you."
在这里给我们看见，神能够叫驴子开口讲话。
From this, we can learn that God can use a donkey to speak for him.
所以，我们如果为神讲话，我们不要太高兴。
So we should not be proud just because we can speak for God.
因为我们可能只是个驴子而已。
Because maybe we're just a donkey.
完全是神的怜悯。
This is all based on God's mercy.
另外一方面，驴子都看得到这个神的使者，巴兰看不见。
On the other hand, even the donkey can see God, but Balaam cannot see God.
圣经上告诉我们，清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they will see God."
在神之外，如果我们有另外所爱的，我们就看不见神了。
If we love anything more than God, we cannot see God because our hearts are impure.
巴兰在神之外还寻求什么呢？寻求恩赐。
Aside from God, Balaam seeks to have power and gift.
他寻求地位名声。
He seeks to have great position and great reputation.
他寻求财富。
He loves wealth.
寻求权力。
He loves power.
他没有寻求神的自己。
He did not seek God himself.
他没有寻求神的旨意。
He did not seek God's will.
他没有寻求神的生命。
He did not seek God's life.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们要见神。
And brothers and sisters, if we want to see God face to face,
我们必须要有一个清洁的心。
We need to have a pure heart.
清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they will see God.
所以这是我们要学的功课。
This is a lesson for us.
但是后来神还是让他去了。
But later on, God still allowed Balaam to see King Moab.
而且神借着他说了一大段话。
And God spoke a message through Balaam to the king.
我不知道你们有没有读过 这一大段话。
I'm not sure if you guys have read about Balaam's message.
因为神要借着巴兰呢，向所有人说一件事情。
Because God tries to speak through Balaam to all nations.
让人看见神对他自己的百姓那个永远的旨意。
God wants to reveal His eternal will of His for His people through Balaam.
所以我们要看见。哦，巴兰到底神借着巴兰讲了些什么话
？So we need to know what the Lord has said, has spoke through Balaam.
到底神向着我们有什么永远的旨意
？What is God's will for us in this passage?
好，如果你注意的话啊，如果你读到第二十二章的最后一节
，If you read the last verse of chapter 22 of Numbers,
你就发现呢，摩押王他叫巴勒啊，巴勒呢就把巴兰。带到一个高的地方，这高的地方是拜巴利的，拜偶像的，啊，他就可以看见以色列的边界。
In the last verse of chapter 22, King Balak, the king of Moab, he took Balaam to a high place. It's called the height of Baal. And from there, they can see the Israelites and the outskirts of their tents.
巴勒就是这个，这摩押王巴勒，他是一个懂得怎么打仗的人。
King Balak, the king of Moab, he is a very experienced warrior.
他把巴兰带到一个地方呢，可以看见以色列的边界。
He took Balaam to a high place so they can see the boundary of the Israelite army.
因为他要在这个边界当中呢，来找以色列的弱点。
Because he tries to find weakness in the outskirts or the boundary of the Israelite army.
你知道一个会打仗的人专门攻击人家的弱点。
An experienced warrior knows how to find his enemy's weakness.
那你怎么知道边界是他的弱点呢
？How can we know that the outskirt or the boundary of the Israelite army is its weakness？
你知道在民数记的第十一章啊，前面三节就给我们看见一段故事。
In Numbers, we can find some clues in Numbers chapter 11.
哦，在以色列的边界那附近啊，百姓在那里发怨言。
In the boundary of Israel.Of the outskirts of Israel, the people of Israel started complaining to God.
所以神呢就用火在他们中间烧起来，一直烧到营的边界。
So God started a great fire among the Israelite people, and it reached the outskirts of the Israelites.
所以后来呢，他们呼求神啊，神就把火灭掉，所以那个地方被称为一个名字叫做他贝拉。
So when they asked help from God, to show His mercy, God diminished the fire.
啊，所以这个地方叫塔贝拉。
So this place is called Tabela.
Tabela, OK. 啊，为什么边界常常会是人的弱点呢
？Why is the boundary or the outskirt of the Israelite army always becomes its weakness?
因为以色列人是围绕着神的会幕，神的会幕是中心，以色列是围着会幕在环绕的。
Because all the buildings and all the tents of Israel is surrounding the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the center of Israel.
边界呢是离中心最远的地方。
The boundary or the outskirt is the farthest place from the tabernacle.
如果我们天天跟随主
，If we follow the Lord and we're close to Him every day.
天天跟主面对面
If we're face to face with the Lord every day,
那我们很少发怨言。
Then we can, it's less likely that we will start complaining.
如果我们落到边界去了，看不见主了。
But if we are at the outskirts or the boundary,
你不知不觉你开始发怨言。
Then we will start complaining.
你记得彼得曾经夸口，他说。就其他的门徒可以离开你啊，我不会离开你的。
What Peter once said to Jesus that even other disciples will leave Jesus, he will never leave Jesus.
就后来主被抓了，对不对
？But however, Jesus was captured later.
圣经怎么讲呢？彼得远远的跟随主。
The scripture says, Peter followed Jesus from far away.
他落到边界里面去了。
He was in the boundary or the outskirts.
就后来呢，三次不认主。
So therefore, people denied the Lord three times.
所以边界是最弱的地方。
So the boundary is the boundary or the outskirts is our weakness.
所以巴勒是一个会打仗的人，他带巴兰呢，就看以色列的边界，看他的弱点，好咒诅他。
So the king of Moab was a very experienced fighter. So he took Balaam to check the boundary or the outskirts of Israel and to put a curse in its weakness.
但是神。干预了这件事情，把咒诅变成了祝福。
But God intervened and turned the blood, turned the curse into a blessing.
所以在民数记二十三章第七节到第十节，那是第一段，巴兰神借着巴兰讲的话。
So in Numbers chapter 23 from 1 to 11, that is,
from 7 to 10.
7 to 10, that is the first part of Balaam's message.
我们主要是看他第八、第九节就好。
We want to focus on just verse 8 and 9.
他这边说：“神没有咒诅的，我怎么能够咒诅？耶和华没有辱骂的，我怎么能辱骂？我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民之中。”
So Balaam, in the first part of his message, Balaam said, "How can I curse those whom God has not cursed?" How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks I see them. From the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations.
你看他特别讲到他们是独居的民、不列在万民中。
Balaam emphasizes the point that Israel was not a part of the nation. It was separated by God.
我们都晓得这就是教会真实的光景。
We know that he's talking about the church.
教会是被呼召出来的群众。
We are a group of people separated from the world by God.
然后归给神的。
We are dedicated to God.
不是按照我们的行为，乃是按照神的恩典、神的旨意。
And this calling does not depend on our own good work or behaviors, but depends on God's grace and call along.
所以敌人。常常找机会要来咒诅我们，但是神呢，把咒诅变成祝福。
The enemy always tries to find our weaknesses and tries to curse us, but God always turns the curse into blessing.
所以你看见他在第一段话里面呢，就显出了我们教会神的百姓呢是被呼召出来的群众。
So the spiritual meaning of this passage is that the church is a group of people separated from the world by God.
就像这边所说的，他们是。独居的民不列在万民中。
Just like what the verse says, that they are people who live apart and do not consider themselves to be one of the nations.
所以这是第一段的预言。
This is the first prophecy, first part of the prophecy or message from Balaam.
第二段话呢，它是在23章的18节到24节。
The second part of the prophecy is from chapter 23, from 18 to 24.
对。我们特别注意第二十一节就好。
We can just focus on verse 21.
他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神与他同在，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
It says, "No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them."
所以你看，第一段话说到什么呢？说到我们是蒙召的一群，但第二段话呢，他称我们为义。
The first part of the passage conveys the idea that we were called by God and separated from the world. The second part of this message conveys the idea that we are justified by God.
对， 因为他这边特别讲到他在雅各中没有看见罪孽，在以色列中没有看见奸恶。
Because Balaam mentions that there is no misfortune in Israel and no wickedness in Israel.
我们晓得我们的神眼睛不是闭住了看不见。
This is not because God is blind that he cannot see our sins.
事实上圣经讲神的眼目像火焰一样。
The Bible says God's eyesight is like fire.
他能够看穿一切的事物。
He can see all things.
那为什么在这里说他看不见雅各有罪孽，看不见以色列中有奸恶呢？
So why does it say that God cannot see misfortune or wickedness in Israel?
因为他看不见是因为宝血的缘故。
He cannot see it because he chooses not to see it because of the blood of Jesus.
我们今天特别讲到宝血有全能。
We know that blood is power.
对，羔羊的血洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of the Lamb can wash away all of our sins.
所以这位圣洁的神因着宝血的缘故称我们为义。
The God of holiness sees us as holy and righteous because of the blood of Jesus.
所以我们可以 与神交通。
And therefore we can have a relationship with God.
主就是王。
God is our King.
所以在教会中呢，你就听见有欢呼王的声音。
And therefore, in church, we hear the shout of the king.
所以我们再看一下他的重读一次第十一节二十一节，他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间。
So let's read it again. There is no, verse 21. There is no misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them.
今天早上我们博饼就有欢呼的声音在我们当中。
This morning, during our Lord's table meeting, there was the shout of the King among us.
神也看我们说，在我们在这些人当中呢，看不见罪孽，看不见奸恶。
When God sees us, He does not see any wickedness or sin.
因为宝血的缘故。
Because of the blood of Jesus.
所以你看第一段话，神呼召我们出来。
So the first part of Balaam's prophecy says that we are called out of the world.
那第二段话呢？他称我们为义。
The second part of the prophecy says, we are justified.
好，第三段话是在二十四章第三节到第九节，这是神借着巴兰说的第三段话，第三节到第九节。
So the third part of the prophecy is in chapter 24, verse 3 to 9.
我们特别看第五节。
Let's just look at verse 5.
他说：“雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！”以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽。
It says, How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling place, O Israel.
你知道以色列的帐篷是围绕着神的帐幕在那里安营的。
All the tents of Israel surrounds the tabernacle of God. Tabernacle is the center.
你知道帐篷其实没有什么华美，并不是很好看的。
The tents itself is not beautiful.
即使神的帐幕，你从外面看也不是很好看。
Even the tabernacle, if you see it from the outside, it's not that pretty.
因为我们晓得那个神的帐幕外面都放了好几层那个动物的皮，像海狗皮、山羊皮、动物的皮在上面。
Because the tabernacle is covered with animal skin. There are three different layers.
对。但是呢，在属灵的眼光来看呢，我们知道帐幕的里面是什么呢？是细麻所做成的。
But inside the tabernacle, it is made with fine linen of different colors.
对，它有有蓝色、紫色、朱红色线编织而成的。
There's a made by a beautiful linen of different colors, blue, purple, and ruby.
对，那这些颜色就说出了这个帐幕在属灵方面的美丽。
These different colors has a spiritual message.The message that the tabernacle is beautiful.
这是讲到主的美丽。
This refers to God's beauty.
但是呢，本来是神的帐幕是美丽的，现在呢，巴兰看到的是连帐篷都美丽了。
So God's tabernacle is beautiful, but what Balaam sees is that the tents are also beautiful because of the tabernacle.
为什么呢？因为主的美丽成了我们的美丽。
Why is this? Because God's beauty is also God's beauty also became our beauty.
这是什么呢？这就是圣洁。
What does this refer to? The beauty refers to holiness.
所以你看见神不仅呼召我们。
God not only called us.
神也称我们为义。
He also justified us.
神也使我们成圣。
In this passage, he also sanctified us.
我们应该喊哈利路亚。
We should shout hallelujah.
好，第六节他说如接连的山谷。
In verse 6, it says like valleys they spread out.
为什么说他说像山谷呢？
Why does he talk about the Israel? Why does he describe Israel as the valleys?
对，为什么他说好像接连的山谷？
Why are the Israel like valleys that spread out?
因为山谷就说到了谦卑。
Because valley symbolizes humility.
所以呢，神百姓的特点应该是谦卑。
And the characteristic of the people of God is humility.
所以你看见现在神的美丽成了神。儿女的美丽。
So now the character of God or the beauty of God becomes the character and beauty of His people.
我在说，神不但呼召我们，神也称我们为义，神也使我们成圣。
Not only has God called us and justified us, but He also sanctified us to be holy.
把我们磨成神儿子的样子。
He makes us to be Christ-like, like His son.
因为主的话告诉我们，他如何，我们也要如何。
Because the Bible teaches us to follow Jesus, to imitate Jesus.
对，你记得提摩太后书三章十八节曾经有一段话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 18,
他说：“我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。”
It says,
哥林多后书。
It says, if we see God face to face, it's like a reflection from the mirror that we'll become more and more like Christ.
对，这是哥林多后书三章十八节啊。
This is Second Corinthians 3:18.
对，好，接下来他又讲到第六节，他继续讲了。他说，好像河旁的园子。
对 ，Numbers chapter 24, verse 6, it continues. It says.Like gardens beside a river.
为什么说它好像神的百姓看起来好像河旁的园子呢？
Why does it say the Israelites, the people of God, are like a garden beside a river?
因为我们知道花园呢是给人家欣赏的，带给人欢乐的。
Because garden brings joy to people.
所以这里讲到了神的喜悦，神在那里欣赏。
This is talking about the joy of God. He's pleased with us.
不仅如此，他接着说呢，好像耶和华所栽的沉香树。
And it also says like aloes planted by the Lord.
这里讲到基督的馨香。
This refers to the aroma of Christ.
你知道，我们认识基督哦，在我们身上会有那种香气的。
If we know Jesus, then we also have the aroma of Jesus in us.
那不仅如此，他说还好像水边的香柏木。
And it also says.In verses like cedars beside the waters.
我们的香柏木它是又高又直的。
We know cedar trees are tall, very tall and firm.
这里讲到呢，基督长成的身量。
This refers to the stature of Christ and our own spiritual growth.
那当我们生命还很幼小的时候，我们只是一个属灵的 baby.
When we're new believers, we're just like babies in Christ.
但是慢慢慢慢，我们生命成长以后呢，就像香柏木一样，有基督长成的身量。
But we will grow spiritually, grow gradually and become like cedar, like the statue of Christ.
所以你看见基督的美丽，基督的馨香，都在神百姓的身上能够看得见。
And so the aroma of Christ and the beauty of God is seen in His people in this passage.
这是神向着我们那个永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal plan, eternal will for us.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
水要从他的桶里流出来。
The water will flow from their buckets.
意思就是说呢，神的灵要在我们里面不断的涌流。
Water refers to the Spirit of God that will flow in us.
然后接下来讲呢，种子要撒在多水之处。
And it says their seed will have abundant water.
所以我们知道，种子是特别讲到神的话。
The seed refers to the word of God or the gospel.
所以这里不仅仅说到神的灵，也说到神的话。
So verse 7 not only talks about the spirit of God, which is the water, but it also talks about the word of God, which is the seed.
第八节、第九节。
In verse 8 and 9.
第八节他特别说到神领他出埃及，他似乎有野牛之力，他要吞吃敌国，折断他们的骨头，用箭射透他们。
Verse 8 says God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. And with their arrows they pierce them.
对，然后第九节呢，他蹲如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
Verse 9 is like a lion, they crouch and lie down like a lioness. Who dares to roost them? May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse be cursed.
所以这里特别提到了野牛，提到了公狮、母狮。
So these verses mentions about animals like wild ox and a lion and lioness.
这是讲到神的能力在神的百姓身上。
These words refers to God's power.
而且呢，你看他这边特别提到，祝福他的要蒙福，咒诅他的要受咒诅。
And it mentions that those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed.
你看我们在神的眼中多宝贵。
We're so significant and precious in the sight of God.
谁要咒诅神的儿女，他就要受咒诅。
Those who curse the children of God will be cursed.
谁祝福神的儿女呢？他要蒙祝福。
Those who bless the children of God will be blessed.
所以你看，教会啊，成了世界的祝福。
The church is both a blessing and a curse to the world.
教会也成了世界的审判。
The church is also the judgment of the world.
所以我们再说，你看，这是第三段话。
This is the third part of Balaam's prophecy.
我们看见神不但呼召我们出来。
We see that God not only called us,
他称我们为义。
He made us righteous or justified.
他使我们称圣。
He makes us sanctified.
那第四段话很自然的，他使我们得荣耀。
In the fourth part of the prophecy, describes how God makes us glorified.
好吧，我们来翻一下，我们再讲第四段一下，我们翻一下罗马书好，罗马书第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8.
对，我们看一下啊，这都是我们很熟悉的话啊。罗马书第八章二十八节
，Romans chapter 8:28，
一直到第三十节
，28:28-31，
这到三十
，28-30。
好，我先念二十八节啊、哦。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
In verse 28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
所以这边特别讲到，我们都是被召的人、啊、按照他旨意被召的人。
These verses, we are all called by God according to His purpose.
好，二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
In verse 29, it says, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
第三十节，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Verse 30 says, and those he predestined he also called; those he called he also justified; those he justified he also glorified.
你看，我们是被招的人。
We are the people who are called by God.
神不但呼召我们，神称我们为义。
But not only he called us, he justified us.
他还要叫我们得荣耀。
He will also eventually glorify us.
好，我们先回过头来看第四段，就是民数记的二十四章。
Let's go back to Numbers 24, verse 4.
第二十四章第四段话。
The fourth prophecy of Balaam, which is in Numbers 24.
它是从十五节到二十五节。
From verse 15 to 25.
这是讲到我们。这主要得荣耀，而且我们要跟他一同得荣耀。
This verse, this passage talks about that God will be glorified and we will be glorified together with God.
对，那这一段话它又分成四小段。
And this passage, the fourth prophecy of Balaam is broken down into four parts.
第十七节到十九节呢，这是第一段。
From the first part is verse 17 to 19.
第二段呢是第二十节。
The second part is verse 20.
第三段是二十一、二十二节。
The third part is verse 21, 22.
第四段是二十三、二十四节。
The fourth part is verse 23 and 24.
事实上，他把整个人类的历史要发生的事情都写在这一段。
this part of the prophecy describes the entire history of humanity.
我们知道但以理曾经解梦，一个很伟大的梦。
We know that Daniel decoded one of the dreams from, of the king of Babylon.
但是呢，比但以理更早的梦呢，是这个预言。
But this is an even earlier prophecy, even earlier than Daniel.
对，好，我想我们只看我们第一段只看第十七节就好。
Let's take a look at verse 17.
他说：“我看他，却不在现时；我望他，却不在近日。”
Since I see him but not now, I behold him but not near.
这个他是谁呢？这指的基督说的。
Who is the him in this verse? This refers to Christ.
他说：“我看他，却不在现时。”就是说，巴兰看见了他了，但是不在巴兰那个时候。
He says, "I see him, but not now." That means Balaam saw Christ, but he doesn't see him in front of him.
他说我望他，就很远的望见他，却不在近日。
He says, "I behold him, but not near."
我们知道主在他之后好几千年才降生的。
We know that Jesus came to the earth
超过
三 couple thousand years after after Balaam.
对，然后他说呢，有星要出于雅各。
And it says a star will come out of Jacob.
我们知道主诞生的时候呢，博士就是看到星来的，有星要出雅各。
We know that when Jesus was born, there was a bright star in the morning, and the three magi followed the star to find Jesus.
然后有杖要兴于以色列。
It says a scepter will rise out of Egypt.
你知道这个杖是代表权柄说的。
The scepter symbolizes power.
所以这讲到主第二次来。
This symbolizes the second coming of Jesus.
所以你看他这句话哦，不但讲到了主第一次来，也讲到主第二次来。
This passage tells us about the first coming of Jesus, and also the second coming of Jesus.
因为主第一次来的时候呢，他像星一样。
When Jesus came the first time, he's like a star.
因为整个世界都是黑暗的。
Because the entire world is dark.
但是他像星来照亮这个世界。
But Jesus was shining like a star.
他来为着世人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He came and died for all people on the cross.
哦，使我们的罪得到赦免。
And so we can be forgiven.
但是第二次来呢，他是带着权杖来的。
But in the second coming, he will bring a scepter.
他要建立他的国度。
He will establish his kingdom.
他要用铁杖除去一切的仇敌。
He will destroy all enemies with his scepter.
然后他后面讲说，他要打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
It says he will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Sheth.
所以他要打破摩押。
So he will defeat Moab.
那第十八节呢？他要打破谁呢？他要打败以东。
In verse 18, it says, Edom will be destroyed by the Lord.
好，第二十节呢？他看到亚玛利。哦、他说亚玛利终必沉沦。
In verse 20 it says, the kingdom of Amalek will be destroyed.
因为亚玛利原来是诸国之首，他终必要沉沦的。
But Amalek was the first among the, all the nations, but it will come to a ruin at last.
所以神主要的仇敌是谁呢？就是亚玛利、摩押跟以东。
So who are the main enemies of God? They are Moab, Edom, and Amalek.
所以今天神最大的仇敌就是我们的肉体跟我们的己。
And these places refer symbolizes our flesh,
还有我们的
己 and our old self.
所以你看见了、我们真正的这个肉体跟己，到最后神，我们的主回来的时候，这就全部解决掉。
And when during in the second coming of Jesus, our flesh and our old self will no longer have any power over us.
Okay. 所以这是前两段的预言。
This is the first and second part of the fourth part of Balaam's prophecy.
那第三段呢？它是二十一节跟二十二节。
The third part is from verse 21 to 22.
他说：“巴兰观看基尼人，就提起诗歌说：‘你的住处本是坚固，你的窝巢坐在岩穴中。然而基尼必至衰微，直到亚述把你掳去。’”
In verse 1 it says, "Then he saw the Kenites and uttered his oracle."Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in a rock. Yet your Kenites will be destroyed when Assur takes your captive.
好，这边特别提到基尼，也提到亚述。
This passage mentions the Kenites and the Assur.
你知道基尼人是 摩西岳父他们的后代。
The Kenites are the offspring of Moses' father-in-law.
对，他们是跟以色列人住在一起的。
They were together. They lived together with the Israelites.
所以当他们被掳的时候呢，就说出了以色列的被掳。
So this passage says the Kenites will be taken captive, and it also prophesies that the Israelites will be taken captive.
他没有讲以色列，他直接讲基尼。
It doesn't mention the Israelites, but it just mentions about the Kenites.
因为就着神永远的旨意来说呢，神的儿女是很荣耀的。
Because from God's perspective, the children of God are glorified.
对，但是就着我们的经历来讲呢，我们可能被掳。
But based on our own experiences, we could be taken captive.
对，所以他用基尼来代替以色列。
So it substitutes Kenites with Israel.
那他说要被亚述给掳去。
It says, it will be taken captive by people of Assyria.
你读以色列的历史，或者你读旧约的这个历史。
If we read the history of the Old Testament,
亚述这个帝国它是一个很大的 empire. 它亚述这个帝国呢，它所包括的范围包括了两个帝国。
The Assyrian Empire, is composed of two different kingdoms.
一个是巴比伦，一个是马代波斯。
One is the Babylonians, the other one.The Macedonians,
就是马代跟 Media and Persia, 马代跟波斯啊。
They're the Persians and the Medians.
对 ，Medians. 啊，所以你看见他们迟早被这两个掳去的。
And the Kenites will eventually be taken captive by these two.
所以你读但以理书，你就看见以色列第一个被掳的是巴比伦，对不对
？If we read the Book of Daniel, we will know that Israel was first captured by the Babylonians.
然后呢，就是马代跟波斯。
And then the Medians and the Persians.
然后23、24节。
Verse 23 and 24.
讲到另外一段预言了。
This is another prophecy.
他说：“巴兰又提起诗歌说，哀哉，神行这事，谁能得活？必有人乘船从基提界而来，苦害亚述，苦害希伯，他也必至沉沦。”
Then he uttered his oracle up.Who can live when God does this? Ships will come from the shores of Kittim. They will subdue Assur and Eber, but they too will come to ruin.
那基提是什么地方呢
Where is Kittim?
基提是地中海上的一个岛。
Kittim is an island in the Mediterranean Ocean.
它特别代表的就是希腊帝国跟罗马帝国。
This symbolizes the Romans and the Greeks.
因为他们是从这个地中海这边来的。
Because they were from the Mediterranean Sea.
他们来了就苦害亚述。
They came to conquer the Assyrians.
我们知道后来他们就征服了前面这两个帝国。
Later on, they also conquered the Medians and the Persians.
但他也苦害希伯。
But he also conquered Eber.
因为希伯也是以色列的代表。
Because Eber also symbolizes the Israelites.
所以我们晓得以色列从被巴比伦掳了以后呢，一直是在这个四个大帝国的阴影底下。
And so after the Israelites were conquered by the Babylonians, it was also conquered by these other four kingdoms.
一直到今天为止。
Until today.
一直到什么时候呢？要到主回来的时候。
It will continue to happen until the Lord comes back.
所以你有没有看见神借着巴兰这个术士，把整个神永远的旨意向我们显明
？So God revealed His eternal will through Balaam.
我们是被召的。
We are called.
我们被称义
We're justified.
我们被称圣
We're sanctified.
我们得荣耀
And we will be glorified.
但是接下来就不怎么好看了
But the story doesn't look very nice later on.
因为你如果读到24章的最后一节
If you read the last verse of chapter 24,
他说于是巴兰起来回他本地去巴勒也回去了
Since then Balaam got up and returned home.And King Balak went his own way.
所以看起来这个结果不错。
It seems like a good ending.
因为巴兰什么也没拿到就回去了嘛。
So Balak didn't get any money and he didn't take any bribes and he went home.
那摩押王巴勒也没把他咒诅，所以也回去了嘛。
And the king of Moab, Balak, also went back. He was able to curse the Israelites.
可是25章就出问题了。
But in chapter 25 there is a big problem.
因为他发觉呢，摩押的驴子。你看摩押的王回去了，但摩押的驴子来引诱以色列人行邪淫。
In chapter 25, the Israelites committed sexual immorality with Moabite women.
结果呢，这些女孩子呢，就叫百姓来给他们的神献祭，吃祭偶像的祭物，拜他们的神。
These Moabite women enticed the Israelites to sacrifice, to eat food sacrificed to the idols.
结果呢，以色列人死了24,000人。
And as a result, 24,000 Israelites died.
那到底发生了什么事情？
But what happened?
这边没有写。
This chapter doesn't describe what happened.
但是你如果继续读下去的话呢，它告诉我们原来是巴兰献祭。
But if you read number, but if you keep reading the story in Numbers 31, it will say that Balaam gave the king of Moab an advice.
所以这叫做巴兰的计谋 ，Counsel of Balaam.
This is called the Counsel of Balaam.
因为呢，他什么都没捞到好处，他实在不太甘心了。
Because he didn't get anything good out of King Balaam, the Moabite king.
所以他就献了一个计谋。
And so he gave the king an advice.
他说只有一个方法，神会惩罚神的百姓。There
is only, he says to the king, there is only one way that God could punish the Israelites.
就是他们去拜偶像。And
that is if they worship idols.
他们去行奸淫。If
they commit sexual immorality.
因为神是圣洁的神。Because
God is holy.
所以你看见神向着我们，向着神的百姓，他有永远的旨意。
God has His eternal plan for us, His people.
那是不会改变的。
That will never change.
他称我们为义。
He justified us.
他要使我们得荣耀。
He will glorify us.
所以有一天我们都要得荣耀。
One day we will be glorified.
但今天我们生活在世界上。
But today we live in this world.
仇敌很厉害。
The enemy is very fierce.
怎么样让我们脱离神的保护呢？
How can the enemy attack us?
就是没有神的保护，不要死。He
can attack us if we are without God's protection.
就是让我们犯罪。And
that is if he causes us to sin.
所以呢，他就告诉摩押王，你派你们的女子去跟他们行淫乱。And
so Balaam told King the Moabite king to send women and to commit sexual immorality with the Israelites.
而且叫他们吃祭物，拜偶像。
And told them, and also enticed them to eat food sacrificed to idols and worship the idols.
所以神的审判就降到他们当中，24,000人就一天就死去了。
And as a result, God judged the Israelites and killed 24,000 people.
所以这个叫做巴兰的计谋。This
is called the counsel of Balaam.
但是圣经上还有一句话叫做巴兰的教训。But
the Bible also talks about the lesson of Balaam.
或是 doctrine of the
doctrine of Balaam.
那是记载在启示录的第2章14节。And
this is in Revelation chapter 2 verse 14.
那是换句话说呢，巴兰的计谋呢，已经成了巴兰的教训了。In
other words, Balaam's counsel became the lesson, a lesson we can learn.
因为在神的家里面居然有巴兰的教训了。Because
within the family of God, we can learn from the lesson of Balaam.
因为他在启示录2章14节特别说，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。In
Revelation 2:14 says, "You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality."
意思就是说，现在神的家里面居然有巴兰的教训。
This means that even in the family of God, we can commit the same mistakes as Balaam.
所以主对启示录的教会特别叫他们注意这件事情。
And so God teaches the church in Revelations to be careful.
什么叫吃祭偶像之物呢？
What does it mean to eat food sacrificed to idols?
意思就是说跟别的宗教不知不觉就调和了。
It means that we're compromising our truth to other religion with other religions.
所以你看见现在有些事情发生，大家都向神祈祷。你看见各个宗教站在一起。
And so sometimes when Christian churches pray together, they pray with people from other religions.
你看有天主教的，有基督教的，有佛教的，各种宗教，他们一起来敬拜神。
Sometimes the different religions come together and pray together. Catholics, Protestants and other different religions, they all come together and pray together.
这是什么呢？这就是祭偶像之物。
This is what it means by eating food sacrificed to idols.
与别的宗教调和呢？
We're mixed with other religions.
那行什么叫行奸淫之事呢
？What does it mean to commit sexual immorality?
他就说与世界成为朋友了。
This is when we become friend with the world.
与世界联合了。
When we're together with the world.
世界上的人追求财富。
The people from the world pursue wealth.
神的家也教导你们怎么样赚钱。
And so sometimes the church also teaches people how to become wealthy.
怎么样出名？
How to become famous?
你看，这些都是行淫乱之事。
These are all part of what it means to commit sexual immorality.
所以，当我们在读巴兰的错谬的时候
，When we read the error of Balaam,
圣经上说这些人有祸了。
We say that these people who follow Balaam are woe.
对，所以我们在交通这个巴兰的错谬、巴兰的教训的时候，给我们一个很重要的警惕。
So there is something, an important lesson that we can learn from the counsel of Balaam and the lesson of Balaam.
所以愿主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
能够按着神的心意来活在神的面前。
To live according to God's will.
因为神向着我们那个永远的旨意是何等的美好。
Because God's eternal plan for us is beautiful.
他不但呼召我们。
Not only he has called us.
他使我们称义。
He justified us.
他使我们成圣。
He sanctified us.
他使我们得荣耀。
And he will glorify us.
愿荣耀归给他。
May all glory go to God.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，在这末后的时代，你仍然爱我们。你把你永远的旨意向我们启示，向我们显明。你向着你儿女的那个永远的旨意是何等的美好。你不但预定我们，你也召我们来。你使我们称义，使我们得荣耀。主，今天我们活在地上，愿我们真实按着你的心意来活，在蒙你的保守，仇敌要咒诅我们，都要变成祝福。主，让我们识透仇敌的诡计，不让我们因着仇敌的诡计，我们离开你的保护，不让我们脱离主啊你的祝福，让我们能够活在你的心意当中，讨你的喜悦。愿你得荣耀。愿你的儿女的祝福，愿仇敌的羞愧。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿们。